从今天起，
From today,
我将用一年的时间带大家读历届诺贝尔文学奖得奖作品。
I will spend 1 year reading the works of the Nobel Prize in Literature winners from all years.
今天我们读2012年获奖作品。
Today we read the winning work from 2012.
我国作家莫言的《蛙》。
A Frog from China by Chinese writer Mo Yan.
说到莫言
Talking about Mo Yan,
大家应该都不陌生。
Everyone should be familiar with it.
他是我们中国第一位
It is the first Chinese person.
也是目前唯一一位获得诺贝尔文学奖的作家。
He is also the only person to date to win the Nobel Prize in Literature.
2012年他获奖的时候
In 2012, when he received the award,
整个华语文学界都沸腾了。
The entire Chinese literary world is in an uproar.
但你知道吗
But did you know?
他获奖的代表作之一
One of his representative works that won awards.
八讲的却是一个让很多人心情复杂
The praise for the frog was a complex one.
甚至有些沉重的话题
Even some heavy topics.
计划生育。这本书的名字很有意思。
The title of the book, Family Planning, is quite interesting.
叫蛙，青蛙的蛙，也是娃娃的娃的谐音。
The frog named War is also a homophone of war and war.
整部小说就是围绕着生娃这件事儿展开了一场跨越几十年的悲喜剧。故事的主人公
The entire novel revolves around a decade-long tragicomic story centered on the theme of having children.
是一位乡村女医生
A country doctor.
大家都叫她姑姑。姑姑这个人物的命运可以说是中国那段特殊历史的一个缩影。
Everyone called her Auntie Auntie. The fate of this character can be seen as a microcosm of a special period in Chinese history.
她年轻的时候是十里八乡最有名的接生婆。
When she was young, she was the most famous midwife in the surrounding area.
从她手来到这个世界的新生命。
His hand reached out to the new life in this world.
成百上千
Hundreds or thousands.
那时候
At that time,
她是乡亲们眼中的送子娘
She is the eyes of the villagers.
娘
Honey,
是生命与希望的象征
Is a symbol of life and hope.
她踩着泥泞的乡间小路
She walked along the muddy country road. Halfway through the night,
被人请去接生
to be invited to deliver a baby.
听到新生儿的第一声啼哭
hearing the first cry of a newborn,
她觉得那是世界上最美妙的声音
She thought it was the most beautiful sound in the world.
但是时代变了
But times have changed.
当计划生育成为国策，姑姑的身份
When family planning becomes a national policy, I am a grandmother.
也发生了戏剧性的。
Also, there were dramatic events.
甚至有些残酷的转变。
Even some brutal transformations.
她从迎接生命的送子娘娘变成了执行政策的基层干部。
He went from being a respected figure who welcomed new life to being a low-level official enforcing policies.
他的任务从接生变成了不让生。
His task changed from delivering babies to preventing births.
他必须去劝说。
He must go to persuade.
甚至强制那些超生的妇女去做流产手术。
Even force those who are pregnant to have an abortion.
他从一个生命的迎接者变成了很多人眼中的刽子手。
Some people believe that the person who welcomes a new life has become a murderer in the eyes of many.
这种身份的撕裂是《蛙》这本书最核心的张力所在。
The tension at the heart of this book lies in the conflict between these two identities.
你能想象那种痛苦吗？
Can you imagine the pain?
昨天你还因为帮别人家添钉进口而备受尊敬。
Yesterday, you were still highly respected for helping others with their marriage registrations.
连亲。
Dear uncle,
你就得硬起心肠。
You have to harden your heart.
去阻止一个生命的降临。
To prevent the birth of a life.
姑姑是坚定的。
My aunt is determined.
她相信政策，相信这是为了国家好。
He believes that policies are for the good of the country.
但他的内心真的没有过挣扎和怀疑吗？
But did he really have no hesitation or doubt in his heart?
莫言没有直接说。
Mo Yan didn't say it directly.
但他通过无数生动的细节。
But through countless vivid details.
让我们看到了姑姑深夜的叹息。
Let us see Auntie's late night sighs.
看到她面对那些绝望妇女时眼中一闪而过的复杂情绪。
I saw the complex emotions flashing across his eyes when he looked at those desperate women.
这本书是以书信体的形式写的。
This book is written in the form of letters.
叙述者
Narrator
叫蝌蚪
Call it Tentpole.
是姑姑的侄子。
He is the nephew of my aunt.
他就像一个记录者。
He is like a recorder.
用他的眼睛看着姑姑的一生。
To see his grandmother's life through his eyes.
也看着高密东北乡这片土地上。
Also looking at the land of game Mishi Northeast Township.
人们关于生育的疯狂执着。
The crazy obsession with having children,
痛苦与荒诞
pain and the void.
你会看到为了生一个儿子
you will see that in order to have a son,
一家人如何东躲西藏
how to hide and run away as a family,
像打游击一样
like guerrilla warfare.
你会看到
you will see,
因为超生房子被扒家产被罚没的悲剧
Due to the tragedy of being evicted from their homes and having their property seized.
你也会看到
You will also see
在政策的刚性之下
Under the rigid policies
人性如何扭曲
How human nature is distorted
又如何闪耀出微弱却坚韧的光芒
How to shine a faint but persistent light
书里有一个情节
There is a plot in the book.
我印象特别深。
I remember it vividly.
一个超生的妇女被姑姑带队追捕。
A woman who is older than her age is led by her aunt to chase after her.
情急之下跳进了河里。
In a moment of desperation, he jumped into the river.
姑姑毫不犹豫地也跳了下去。
Grandma jumped down without hesitation.
不是救她。
Not save him.
而是要在水里给他实施流产手术。
Instead, he should be given a surgical abortion in water.
那个场景充满了原始的暴力和一种难以言喻的悲怆。
The scene was full of raw violence and a sense of profound sadness.
水是生命的源头。
Water is the source of life.
但在这里却成了执行政策的冰冷战场。
But here, it became a cold battlefield for implementing policies.
莫言的笔触一向是魔幻而犀利的。
Mo Yan's writing style is always magical and sharp.
在洼里。
In the valley.
这种魔幻现实主义达到了一个高峰。那些。
This magical realism reached a peak in the book.
夜里此起彼伏的蛙鸣。
The croaking of frogs at night.
在姑姑听来
According to my grandmother,
就像是无数婴孩的啼哭
Like the cries of countless infants,
是那些未能降生的生命
These are the lives that were never born.
对他的控诉，蛙成了整部小说一个巨大的象征。
The frog, which he accused, became a huge symbol in the entire novel.
它既是多子多福的古老图腾。
He is both a symbol of fertility and a symbol of the old.
又成了缠绕姑姑一生的梦魇。
Became a lifelong nightmare for Auntie.
到了小说的后半部分。
In the latter half of the novel,
时代又变了。计划生育政策放松。
The times have changed, and the policy of family planning has been relaxed.
甚至开始鼓励生育。
Even start to encourage childbirth.
当年那些拼命想生的人老了。
Back then, those who desperately wanted to have children grew old.
而年轻一代却开始不想生。
And the younger generation is starting to not want to have children.
不敢生。
Can't be born.
书里的年轻一代开始寻求代孕等科技手段来获得孩子。姑姑的晚年。
The younger generation in the book began to seek technological means such as surrogacy to obtain children for their elderly aunts.
是在一种巨大的历史错位感和愧疚感中度过的。他一生的事业。
He spent his life in a state of great historical displacement and guilt.
他所坚信的东西。
What he believed in.
在历史的浪潮中不断被重新定义。
Constantly redefined in the course of history.
他最后迷上了捏泥人。
He finally became addicted to making mud dolls.
他捏了成千上万个泥娃娃。
He has made thousands of clay dolls.
仿佛想用这种方式弥补些什么。
It seems like they are trying to make up for something in this way.
祭奠些什么
？What to commemorate？
毒蛙。
Read frog。
你读到的不仅仅是一个关于政策的故事。
What you read is not just about policy。
你读到的是在宏大的历史叙事之下。
You are reading a story that unfolds within a grand historical narrative。
一个个具体的人的命运。
Individual fates。
你读到的是生命的重量。
You are reading about the weight of life.
是选择的艰难。
It's a difficult choice.
是个人在时代洪流中的渺小。
It is the insignificance of a person in the torrent of time.
莫言。
With Mo Yan.
没有简单的评判对错。
There is no simple right or wrong.
他只是把这一切血淋淋的又带着一丝黑色幽默的铺陈在你面前。
He just laid out all of this in a bloody and slightly darkly humorous manner in front of you.
所以如果你对中国过去几十年的社会变迁感兴趣。
So, if you are interested in the social changes in China over the past few decades,
如果你想理解一代中国人的集体记忆与心灵史
If you want to understand the collective memory and the history of the soul of a generation of Chinese people
那么蛙是一本无法绕过的作品
Then frog is a work that cannot be avoided
它很厚重
It's heavy
甚至有些残酷
Even more cruel
但他提供的视角和思考是独一无二的。
But the unique perspective he offered was invaluable.
他让我们看到，历史从来不是教科书上干巴巴的条文。
He showed us that history is not just dry facts and textbooks.
它是由无数个姑姑、无数个家庭的血泪。
It is the blood and tears of countless aunts and families.
欢笑与叹息。
Laughter and sighs.
编织而成。合上这本书，你可能会沉默很久。
He also would sit quietly for a long time after reading this book.
你会去想，什么是生命
？What is life?
什么是选择
？What is it?
什么又是我们无法抗拒的命运
？Everything is irresistible to us.
而这正是伟大文学的力量。
This is a great training.
他不给你答案。
He doesn't give you the answer.
他 只给你一面镜子。
He only gave you a mirror.
让你看见自己，也看见我们共同走过的路。
They themselves